Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great sports history. And we are talking about June 17th in this episode and some of the great events in team sports that happened, along with the players and their jersey numbers, if they wore them, and how they occurred. And today's jersey numbers we're going to be discussing are numbers 4 and number 49. Remember those. June 17, 1880, the Providence Grays MLB pitcher John M. Ward threw a perfect game, beating the Buffalo Bisons by the score of 5-0. Now, this was the second perfect game in National League in that year in the same six-day span. The next time that two perfect games in the same season would occur was years later in 2010, when Roy Halladay and Dallas Braden each pitched perfection in a month of May that season. June 17, 1915, Chicago Cubs relief pitcher George Zip Zabel is brought out of the bullpen with two outs in the first inning. That is kind of odd in its own right, but the duration of how he played is the amazing part of the story. You see, Zabel winds up with a 4-3 score in a 19th inning win over the Brooklyn Dodgers in the longest relief job ever in MLB history by one pitcher. A relief pitcher in 19 innings, George Zip Zabel. Now, we also have some other great stories of June 17th, 1978. A new Yankees record was broken on the mound. Wearing uniform number 49, Ron Guidry set a New York record with 18 strikeouts against the California Angels, and 4-0 was the score of that game. And it was Guidry's 11th victory in a row. And in the ninth inning, he had a chance to tie the MLB of 19 in a nine-inning game, but the Angels' Ron Jackson refused to surrender, and he hit into a force out at the end of the inning. The Yankees' 27-year-old ace would go on to win the American League Cy Young Award that season, finishing with a 25-3 record and a 1.74 ERA. I think that wins you a Cy Young every time. And he and the rest of the pinstripe guys from the Bronx were the defending World Series champions as they repeated in 1978 by defeating the longtime rivals, the Los Angeles Dodgers, 4-2 in the World Series. But wait, there's more. We have the June 17th, 1943 game where player-manager Joe Cronin, wearing number 4 for the Boston Red Sox, hits 3 pinch-hit home runs in just 4 at-bats, driving in 9 runs as the Sox outlasted the A's. Now, Cronin was considered old at the time at 36 years old. Now, can you imagine that? A manager coming off the bench right now to pinch-hit, or anybody, not even a manager, the best hitter in the majors, coming off the bench and batting 4 times and having 3 pinch hit home runs. Unbelievable. And when he's 36 years old and he's your manager, makes it even better story. So some great history here for June 17th. We bring you great team history each and every day here on the Sports Jersey Dispatch. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow. If you have any feedback, you can email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Catch out our other podcasts on the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, also where all of your favorite podcasts are listened to, and on sportshistorynetwork.com, where my friends there, we have working on 3 dozen different podcasters there with some great sports history podcasts to surely entertain you, and thousands upon thousands of hours of listening of original material. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.